Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For those that are regular listeners, I apologize for the late start. We kind of have a busy schedule for quite some time, and it caught up with me today, but we're here and ready to talk about overcoming doubt. And today we're going to talk about overcoming doubt by the testimony about Jesus. And looking at John chapter 1, speaking of John the Apostle, speaking of John that we commonly refer to as John the Baptist, says in John chapter 1, verse 7, "He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe." You could look in the context there, in the sentence structure, in English at least, and you can either decide that it's the him, through him all might believe, it's through John, or through Jesus. And I would look at it and say, probably yes. It's through John's testimony about Jesus. It's so in reality, it's the working together. It is through Jesus that all might believe. And John's testimony about him, John, as elsewhere in Scripture it'll say, as John's task of preparing the way so that the good news about Jesus could be known, was designed to help overcome doubt so that people could believe that when Jesus came upon the scene to begin teaching and sharing and talking about the kingdom of heaven, that he could be believed. As I think about what that means to you and what that means to me, I think there's two different levels. One is, well, we ought to be able to look at the testimony of Scripture, the testimony about Jesus that we have, that we're able to read, that we're able to hear, so that we can believe, that it can remove the doubts that we have about who Jesus is, that it removes the doubts about what he's taught. The testimony about him can overcome those doubts. But on the other level, it's about our work, about our responsibility. You see, I don't think John was the only one who has the responsibility to speak about the light that has come into the world, to share the testimony about Jesus so that others might believe. We not only overcome doubt as we hear the testimony about Jesus from God's word and from people, but we help others overcome doubt when we are involved in sharing the testimony about Jesus. When we talk about the influence of Jesus in our life, the difference that he makes, the peace that he brings, the comfort that he brings, the joy, the sense of belonging. You see, when we realize that we are also responsible for one another, then this collection of testimony about Jesus is grounded, it's foundational in the Word of God, but it continues through us. One of the devotional books that I've written is called In Christ Alone. And 31 days of devotion that each day talks about something the Bible says regarding who we are in Christ. It's part of that collection of testimony about Jesus that helps us to overcome doubt, that helps us to know that we belong, that to know what it looks like to be and to live as a child of God. What an incredible gift to know that while faith is foundational, while faith is necessary, that faith can be based on the actual testimony of the work of Jesus in history and the work of Jesus today. So we live in such a way that we overcome doubt. And we live in such a way that we help others overcome doubt. Not because we're so special, not because we're so gifted, but because Jesus is alive and working. His presence is known and is made known. John had an incredible responsibility. His purpose and his recognition of that purpose to testify concerning the light that had come into the world. Today, you and I, as God's children, have that similar responsibility to testify concerning the light that has not only come into the world, big picture, but has come into us. Individually. And as we testify concerning that light, we help others overcome doubt through the testimony about Jesus. I think of the story of the woman at the well, whose encounter with Jesus was so meaningful to her that she ran off away from Jesus to go back into the village to tell everyone what she had encountered, to share her testimony about Jesus. And the village comes flocking out to see Jesus. And the text says that many believed. And there were those that came out and says that not only did they believe because of what they had seen and experienced themselves, but it says many believed because of her testimony. And they came out and it was confirmed and many more. And we have that same ability to help others overcome doubt when we share the reality of Jesus working in our life. Today, will you be one who overcomes doubt by the testimony you know about Jesus? And will you be one that helps others overcome doubt as you share the testimony of what you know about Jesus? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us all that we need, not just for us, but to represent you, to be that ambassador of Jesus Christ. So God, today, help us to gaze deeply into your word, to know and to understand the testimony about Jesus that is contained within Scripture, but to pay also attention to the testimony about Jesus from those around us, those who live lives in Christ. And may that testimony help us to overcome doubt, to believe. But Father, not only to help us overcome doubt, but may we be those involved in sharing the testimony of Jesus in our life so that others may overcome doubt, that they may believe, that we would know how to share both the testimony of Scripture and the testimony of our experience with Jesus. Father, may we be faithful witnesses, faithful ambassadors, faithful representatives who call out to others. And whether they believe because of our testimony or whether they, like part of that Samaritan village, are intrigued enough to go find out for themselves, may our testimony be one that helps others and directs them to Jesus. Father, that is my prayer today, that what we do and what we say, how we live, is done so as one who believes, but also as one who helps remove doubt, because people are able to see and hear Jesus through us. God, today, may we be mindful about lifting up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.